Thanks for joining me today, Lisa. Can you give me an update on the air quality in Butte County today?
Absolutely. We're experiencing poor air quality from dangerous to extremely dangerous. This is caused in part from the campfire with the low-lying smoke layer in combination with cooler temperatures and reduced winds. We are experiencing a little pickup in the winds right now, so things could shift, but I still think they're going to stay in a very unhealthy space.
Can we expect that for the next few days as well, do you know?
You know, it's really hard to predict. We're still in the middle of this event, and every day is a little bit different. My guess is that we should be very aware of poor air quality for several days to follow.
And obviously, if there's smoke outside, I mean, you can tell that it's really poor air quality. But as it clears up, is there a place where people can go to check the air quality to see if it's safe or not?
Yeah, absolutely. We work very closely with the Butte County Air Quality Management District. And on their website, they typically will post an update or a link so you can see what those air quality levels are.
And is it affecting everyone, sensitive groups? It sounds like, I mean, just for pretty much everyone, it's very bad right now.
It's very bad for everyone. With that said, everyone is different and has different levels of sensitivity. The people that will experience the greater complications would be people with respiratory conditions, young children, older adults, pregnant women, and people who are currently smoking.
And then what should people be doing if they are at risk? How can they protect themselves?
So staying indoors is the number one thing you can do to keep healthy from the wildfire smoke. Keeping your windows and doors shut, making sure that filters in your home and in your vehicle are fresh and clean. We also recommend not burning candles and not vacuuming and stirring up a lot of additional dust in your home. If you have to be outside, we definitely recommend using a properly fitting N95 mask. Most of the people I see do not have their masks on correctly. If it doesn't fit right, it doesn't work. They come in three sizes, small, medium, and large. The bendy top nose piece needs to fit around the middle of your nose, and then the bottom of the mask needs to come right under your chin, and both of the straps have to go over your head. I see most people using just one strap, so both straps with the top strap above your ear and the bottom strap below your ear.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.